You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded up by 82.50 points or 0.35% at 23,451.50, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Thursday. Previously on Wednesday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended up by 58.10 points or 0.25% to settle at 23,322.95, while the BSE Sensex jumped 149.98 points or 0.20% to 76,606.57. The stocks to keep an eye on today include Nestle India, L&T Finance, Shobha, Torrent Pharma, Dr. Reddy's Lab, Exide Industries, Saxoft, Whirlpool, Gensol Engineering and PTC India Financial Services. Up next, the Securities and Exchange Board of India's crackdown on stockbrokers' misuse of client funds and securities has resulted in a significant fall in compensation claims filed by defrauded investors since the peak during the Karvi scandal. In FY24, the National Stock Exchange received 164 compensation claims, a drop from 758 claims in FY23, 3,009 in FY22, and the peak of 68,518 in FY21, according to the latest data. A similar downward trend can be seen through the claims paid by the NSE, though many have not yet been processed. In FY24, NSE disbursed over Rs. 52 crore, compared with nearly Rs. 129 crore paid in FY23. Rs. 535 crore in FY22 and Rs. 552 crore in FY21, data show. Moving on, packaged foods major Nestle India on Wednesday said that it would pay royalty to its parent, Société des Produits Nestlé, at its current rate of 4.5%. The announcement comes after over 57% shareholders last month had rejected the company's proposal to hike the royalty rate to 5.25% over 5 years. Proxy advisors from IAIS had also advised shareholders to vote against the proposal. Nestle said that its decision to continue with the current rate of royalty was done respecting the decision of the members and feedback from our stakeholders. Had the proposal to increase royalty gone ahead, then Nestle's royalty rate would have been amongst the highest in the domestic fast-moving consumer goods industry. In another development, the construction of 30 million houses in both rural and urban areas under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana is likely to cost the central exchequer about Rs. 4 trillion, while the state governments will have to spend another Rs. 2.5 trillion, according to official sources. According to a source, these are rough estimates based on initial calculations. The monies would be spent over a period of 4 to 5 years. So far, the PMAY, launched in 2015, has enabled construction of as many as 26 million houses. On Monday, the Union Cabinet approved the construction of 20 million more houses under PMAY Grameen and 10 million under PMAY Urban. The details of the assistance and the timeline for the scheme's implementation have not yet been made public. Meanwhile, the Hinduja Group, the successful resolution applicant of debt-laden Reliance Capital, has filed a fresh plea seeking additional time for the completion of the insolvency process. It said that there were no delays from its part and the process now requires a number of statutory and regulatory approvals. IndusInd International Holdings, IIHL, a Hinduja Group firm, filed an interlocutory application, IA, before the National Company Law Tribunals, NCLT's Mumbai bench on Wednesday. While the plea did not specify a new timeline, IIHL intends to seek 2 to 3 months extension when it comes up for hearing. Lawyers briefed on the matter told Financial Express. In other news, the NCLT extended the corporate insolvency resolution process of the grounded airline GoFirst by 60 days at the request of the lenders. Since this is the fourth extension given to the company, the tribunal made it clear that this is the last extension. Accordingly, the CIRP will now expire on August 3rd. During the hearing, the lawyers for the airline's resolution professional told the tribunal that they were seeking this extension owing to an extraordinary situation post the Delhi High Court judgment asking DGCA to deregister all of its 54 aircraft. According to the RP, those who have shown interest in buying the airline have revised their offers and the lenders are yet to consider them. Hence, the 60-day extension is needed. Lastly, India is likely to import about 1.1 million ton MT of Desi Chana, Bengal Gram, from Australia to improve domestic supplies that have been hit by lower production. This is an addition to the import of 1.6 metric tons of yellow peas, which is used as a substitute for chana, after the abolition of import duty on it was announced in December last year. Because of a sharp fall in chana production, which accounts for 50% of the total pulses production in the country, the government has initiated several measures such as the abolition of import duties on yellow pea and Bengal gram, essentially aimed at encouraging farmers in other pulses growing countries to enhance output. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.